What we believe to be true affects us in everything we do and in how we do it. Believing something that, in reality, isn't true can hold us back from ever reaching our potential. This is certainly true in the discussion of leadership. What you believe about yourself as a leader and about the concept of leadership itself will profoundly affect your ability, for better or for worse, to become an extraordinary leader. Years of study and observation, as well as his own experience, has enabled Chris to help you explode the myths of extraordinary leadership. Let's join Chris now as he helps us understand the truth that will set us free to become the leaders we were meant to be.
Exploding leadership myths. One of the things you're going to hear me say over and over again is that what you believe makes a difference in how you live your life. And I believe, no, not only believe, but I know that so many people never move to the next level of leadership because they believe things are true that are not even remotely true. And because they believe them, they've boxed themselves in to either not becoming leaders or just staying at the kind of level of leadership at which they've already arrived. And so one of my goals as I teach extraordinary leadership seminars is to explode the myths that keep people in bondage to the level where they find themselves currently. I have 8 of them that I want to share with you. These are the myths that people believe that affect the way they act. They affect their dreams and their visions of their life and their future. And I want to explode these myths so that they can be released and set free to pursue with passion the kind of leadership that they desire for their lives. Number one, a title makes me a leader. Now, this cuts a bunch of different ways. The person who has the title says to themselves, well, I'm a leader. And you don't have a clue of the fact that you're not leading that organization at all, that you're not leading that team at all, that somebody else is actually leading it. It also cuts the other direction, and that's the person who doesn't have a title, and they think to themselves, well, I'm not a leader. I don't have anything to say. I can't influence anybody because I don't have a title. The first